This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod declared a region-wide state of emergency Wednesday, citing continued attacks by Ukrainian forces. In a video posted on the Telegram messaging app, Vladislav Gladkov said the situation in Belgorod continues to be extremely difficult and tense. Gladkov said daily shelling by the Ukrainian armed forces had destroyed houses, killing and wounding civilians. Belgorod is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both regions to evacuate thousands of citizens. The incursion is the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Japanese news outlets are reporting that Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has notified his governing party he will not run in next month's party leadership vote. His withdrawal means the next leader of the Liberal Democratic Party will become Japan's new prime minister. Kishida was elected LDP president in 2021. His tenure has been plagued by his party's corruption scandals, which has seen his approval ratings fall below 20%. Losses in three parliamentary elections earlier this year eroded Kishida's clout, and LDP lawmakers have voiced the need for a fresh face ahead of next year's general elections. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas visits Turkey on Wednesday for a two-day visit. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, Abbas visited Moscow, underlining what analysts say is the growing importance of other countries in efforts to resolve the conflict. But Erdogan could be seeking to use the Abbas visit to re-establish his Palestinian influence, especially after the assassination of his close ally, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. But observers warn Abbas may have little interest in looking to Turkey to play.